So, Russ, you have shared about how shame is a really big part of your story, even when you were a kid. You know, kind of just shared about how, you know, even if you did kind of maybe have ideas and dreams of doing something with singing and having some sort of future in it, it's not something that you would ever share about. How did that shame start in your life, even when you were such a little kid?
When you're a kid in that little town and, you know, you would never voice out loud your dream anyway, you know, growing up with parents that were, you know, giving us a message daily, and it was given to them. You're not worth the salt that goes on your bread, and you will never amount to anything. That was daily. Wow. Daily, they told us that. And I never could do anything good enough for them. After a while, you know, and you start saying it to yourself, because nobody in our little town did anything. I remember being 23, 24, when I won my first Grammy. And that's the biggest award an artist can get. And I go back to the hotel with Tori, and within an hour, the joy's gone. They gave this to the wrong person. I don't deserve this. You know, it took me a lot of years and a lot of therapy to begin to change that scenario in my head, because it plagued me. And it made me such an insecure artist, a very, very insecure artist.